I now have 7 o'clock.
All right.
So I will now call this regular session of council to order this day, Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. Roll call.
Cody Browning.
Here.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Carrie Meek.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here. Please stand and join me in the Lord's Prayer. Remain standing for the pledge. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's move along here, folks. First up is approval of council minutes from May 19, 2026, both public hearing and regular session. Any comments or corrections? Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
No, sir.
None from myself. Anyone else? May I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Browning, second by Mrs. Meek. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
The minutes are approved as presented. Any pending old business? Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
I have none.
Mr. Shea.
No, sir.
None for myself. Anyone else? Correspondence this evening?
We have none.
Any other visitors wish to address council during this meeting?
Hello, everyone. I'm Kurt Kuhl, and I'm running for Sandusky County Commissioner this year. I'm here tonight just, I guess, you can call it my tour of all the city and village council meetings, along with township trustee meetings, just going around to see what everyone's up to in all corners of Sandusky County. So that's all I'm here for tonight, just as an observer. So I won't use up any more of the council's time. If anyone would like to talk to me after the meeting, I'd be glad to do so. So I'm just here to say hello.
Well, it's nice that you found that the roads go to the east from the Fremont area. So
I live between Helena and Fremont and Jackson Township. So, okay. Yeah, heading out this way. I was like, all right, well, Fremont, who cares about you? We'll keep on moving to Clyde.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else this evening wish to address council?
Hello, my name is Jim Posey, and I'm a health educator with Sandusky County Public Health. I'm here for two reasons, but I believe my second reason farther down in your guys' agenda there. But I'm here to just bring some light to a grant that we have called the Creating Healthy Communities Grant. We have previously worked with you guys in the past with your Complete Streets resolution. So that is the group that kind of spearheaded that with you. But I just wanted to... what we're doing is kind of what that gentleman just said. We're going around to all the municipalities and the townships, just bringing it aware to the trustees, councils, and things like that. So I have some brochures here. I'll get this to you at the end, so I will stay the whole time. But just wanted to make you guys aware that we do have something that works with community gardens, complete street policies, anything that deals with, like, pedestrian infrastructure, things like that. So.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would there be anyone else wish to address council this evening? Okay, let's move along to the first reading of an ordinance this evening. So would you please assign a number and give the reading?
Ordinance number 2026-46, declaring a temporary moratorium on the approval and permitting of new motor vehicle fuel dispensing facilities, truck stops, and travel centers within the City of Clyde, directing the city manager to coordinate with the Planning Commission to develop updated land use standards for such uses, establishing the duration and termination conditions of the moratorium and declaring an emergency. Whereas the City of Clyde, Ohio, the city, is a home rule municipal corporation duly organized and operating under Article XVIII, which is 18, Section 3 of the Ohio Constitution, and the Charter of the City of Clyde, with authority to exercise all powers of local self-government and to adopt and enforce land use regulations within its territorial limits. Whereas there are currently 6 active motor vehicle fuel dispensing facilities within or within 500 feet of the city's corporate limits. HD Express Mart at 1559 East McPherson Highway, Certified Oil, 1014 West McPherson Highway, Circle K, 923 West McPherson Highway, Speedway, 108 West McPherson Highway, Clark Gas, 506 North Main Street, Southridge Farm Market, 1397 East McPherson Highway. And whereas the concentration of fuel dispensing facilities within a municipality of approximately 6,300 residents raises significant concerns regarding land use compatibility, environmental risk from underground storage tank leakage and soil contamination, the remediation burden associated with abandoned facilities, aesthetic impacts on commercial corridors, and the city's ability to attract diversified retail and economic development investment. Whereas the city's zoning standards applicable to motor vehicle fuel dispensing facilities, truck stops, and travel centers have not been comprehensively reviewed in recent years, and the Planning Commission has not yet developed updated recommendations addressing separation distances, site design, canopy lighting, stormwater pretreatment, financial assurance for decommissioning, or standards for the adaptive reuse of abandoned fuel sites. Whereas a temporary moratorium on new approvals is necessary and appropriate to preserve the status quo, while the manager, working in coordination with the Planning Commission, undertakes a thorough study and develops recommended standards for Council's consideration. And whereas Council desires to act promptly to protect the public health, safety, and welfare, and to ensure that future land use decisions regarding fuel dispensing facilities are informed by current best practices and the city's long-term development goals. Good night for Justin to miss. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, a temporary moratorium is hereby declared on the issuance of zoning certificates, conditional use permits, variances, site plan approvals, and building permits for the establishment, construction, or expansion of any new motor vehicle fuel dispensing facility, truck stop, or travel center, as those terms are defined in Section 2 within the corporate limits of the City of Clyde, effective upon adoption of this ordinance. Section 2, as used in this ordinance, a motor vehicle fuel dispensing facility means any premises where gasoline, diesel fuel, compressed natural gas, hydrogen, or other motor vehicle fuel is dispensed to the public, whether or not combined with other retail uses. Truck stop means a facility designed or intended to serve commercial motor vehicles, offering fuel dispensing and parking for commercial vehicles, and which may include showers, laundry facilities, repair services, or food service. And C, travel center means a large format combined fuel, food service, and retail facility serving both passenger vehicles and commercial motor vehicles. Section 3, the moratorium shall not apply to A, routine maintenance, repair, or an in-kind replacement of existing equipment at lawfully established facilities not constituting an expansion of use. B, environmental remediation or decommissioning of existing or abandoned fuel facility sites. Or C, applications that receive final zoning and building approval prior to the effective date of this ordinance. Section 4, the moratorium declared herein shall remain in effect through December 31st, 2026, unless sooner terminated by Council upon adoption of updated zoning standards applicable to motor vehicle fuel dispensing facilities, truck stops, and travel centers. In the event Council adopts such updated standards prior to December 31st, 2026, the moratorium shall terminate automatically upon the effective date of the adopting ordinance. Council may, by resolution, extend the moratorium beyond December 31st, 2026, if necessary to complete the study and rulemaking process. Section 5, the city manager is hereby directed to lead a study of land use standards applicable to motor vehicle fuel dispensing facilities, truck stops, and travel centers in coordination with the Clyde Planning Commission. The study shall examine, at minimum, A, appropriate zoning districts for such uses, B, minimum separation distances between fuel dispensing uses and between such uses and residential zones, C, site design, canopy lighting and screening standards, D, stormwater pretreatment requirements, E, financial assurance requirements for site decommissioning and environmental remediation, and F, standards for the reuse or adaptive redevelopment of abandoned fuel facility sites. The city manager shall present findings and draft standards to the Planning Commission and City Council in sufficient time to allow adoption of amended zoning provisions prior to December 31, 2026. Section 6, any application for a zoning certificate, conditional use permit, or building permit for a new motor vehicle fuel dispensing facility, truck stop, or travel center, pending as of the effective date of this ordinance, shall be held in abeyance during the moratorium period and shall not be processed, approved, or denied until the moratorium terminates. Bless you, Frank. Section 7, this ordinance is hereby declared to be an emergency measure necessary for the immediate preservation of the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of the city of Clyde, Ohio, and the immediate adoption of this legislation will preserve the status quo with respect to fuel facility development while the city conducts the land use study described herein and to prevent the approval of applications that could prejudice or circumvent the outcome of the study.
Well done. Okay. This ordinance contains an emergency clause. May I have a motion to suspend the rule preventing passage of an ordinance at a meeting at which it was first introduced, which is Section 4-5 of the Charter?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye. The rule has been suspended. Comments? Mr. Young.
This has been a focus, obviously, since I started here at the City of Clyde, was to going back through and review ordinances and resolutions and codified notes that haven't been reviewed in 30-plus years, especially with lessons learned from this past year and understanding all those items about us, trash, stormwater runoff, lighting, canopies, all those things. Justin and I thought it was the right time as I'm getting up to speed here in the City of Clyde to address this, get the Planning Commission aligned, and update our code if needed for it.
Thank you. Comments? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
Jared, you're saying you're getting your up to speed. I say you started with your feet running. Good job. Yeah.
I haven't hit my side. I haven't hit my stride yet, Mr. Shea, but I'll keep trying.
Wow. All right. That's okay. All I have.
It's a very wise update. Okay. And I know we have others that need to be updated, just one step at a time, but this is a very wise approach. Thank you.
Yep.
Any comments from anyone else? Okay. By a poll of council, do you wish to have the second reading of Emergency Ordinance 2026-46 by title only? Mrs. Meek.
Title only.
Mr. Browning.
Title only.
Mr. McMaster.
Title only.
Mr. Shea.
I'd like to think about this for a second. Yeah, title only.
And title only for myself. So, but clerk, please read Emergency Ordinance 2026-46 by title only.
Thank you. Ordinance number 2026-46, declaring a temporary moratorium on the approval and permitting of new motor vehicle fuel dispensing facilities, truck stops, and travel centers within the City of Clyde. Directing the city manager to coordinate with the Planning Commission to develop updated land use standards for such uses, establishing the duration and termination conditions of the moratorium, and declaring an emergency.
Okay, Emergency Ordinance 2026-46 has been read by title only for its second reading. Any additional comments, anyone? May I have a motion to adopt Emergency Ordinance 2026-46?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Browning, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Emergency Ordinance 2026-46 has been adopted. Moving on to resolutions this evening. Would you please assign a number and read the first resolution?
Resolution number 2026-47, requesting the certification to enforce the Residential Code of Ohio within the City of Clyde. Whereas the City of Clyde, Ohio desires to enforce the Residential Code of Ohio for the purpose of providing uniform standards and requirements for the erection, construction, repair, alteration, relocation, change of occupancy, and maintenance of residential buildings. And whereas the City of Clyde, Ohio seeks to obtain the authority to enforce the provisions of the Residential Code of Ohio through certification by the Ohio Board of Building Standards pursuant to Section 3781.10E2 of the revised code. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio, Section 1, the Ohio Administrative Code 41018, Board of Building Standards, Residential Code of Ohio, shall apply and be enforced within the City of Clyde, Ohio. Section 2, this resolution shall be in full force and effect from and after the earliest period permitted by law following promulgation of the Residential Code of Ohio by the Board of Building Standards through certification process adoption and effective date of certification issued by the Ohio Board of Building Standards.
Okay, you've heard the reading of Resolution 2026-47. Comments, Mr. Young.
So you've already had the conversation related to Ohio building codes. This resolution aligns with the Ohio Board of Building Standards pursuant to the section that was called out of the revised code. So all it's saying is that We've agreed to move forward with our building code. We're now putting our umbrella under the Ohio Board of Building Standards. That's what we'll build and measure our standards to. That's all that the resolution is stating. Okay.
Thank you. Council comments. Mrs. Meek.
I have none.
Mr. Browning.
I have none.
Mr. McMaster.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Shea.
I have none.
None from myself. Anyone else? Okay. May I have a motion to adopt resolution 2026-47?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. McMaster, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Councilwoman Meek.
No.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 2026-47 has been adopted. Next resolution, please.
Resolution number 2026-48, appointing Kerry Dickman to the Clyde Development Authority Board of Directors. Be resolved by the Council of the City of Clyde, State of Ohio. Section 1, the following members hereby appointed to the Clyde Development Authority Board of Directors to fill an unexpired term ending October 1st, 2030. Kerry Dickman, first term.
All right. You've heard the reading of this resolution. Comments?
No
Mr. Young?
None? No,
Mrs. Meek?
No, I think Kerry would be a great addition.
Mr. Browning?
No comment.
Mr. McMaster?
I have nothing.
Mr. Shea?
This makes perfect sense, considering all the free time that Kerry's got on
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I have.
I'll add, I don't add often, but I've worked with Kerry, and ever since she did the Wild Brew stuff, she has proactively approached me as solicitor about what are other things we can do, what are other things you know we can do to expand. And I'd like to point out she's now up to, once Fremont opens, I think she'll have 4 stores. So it's been a pretty growing business.
Six. She's got 2 more.
And yeah. She started it during COVID.
Yes. So I think it's honestly our biggest change in business that we've had since COVID.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kerry has a brilliant business mind, and she's so community-oriented. It's fantastic that she's willing to serve on this. So.
And she is taking the place of Jeff Gilmore,
right,
who sat on our board since the inception of.
And Jeff has since moved out of our
yes.
area.
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments, anyone? Okay, may I have a motion to adopt resolution 2026-48?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Meek, second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Councilman Browning.
Abstain.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Resolution 2026-48 has been adopted. That's it for legislation this evening, so let's move on to administrative report. Mr. Young.
Just 2 items to review. At the last council meeting, I think you requested an update of the Evergreen Recycling. That's included in your packets yet for tonight. I will be requesting a meeting or records request from the Ohio EPA to understand the current condition. And I also wanted to share that the City of Clyde was approved from the Ohio Department of Development for the Welcome Home Ohio grant. If you remember, we submitted it back in January. We received word last week that we were approved for 6 homes or $602,000 in housing allotment for the City of Clyde. So I'll be working closely. It's great that we now have building code as well, because we'll be the first ones to follow it, which I think is great. So I'll be working closely with Justin and our proxy building partner in understanding our commitment and when our first homes will be set, et cetera. Remember, they've updated some of the criteria. It's 120% of the median income now, so you're actually going to cast a much larger net for people to apply for 30-year conventional mortgages. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the investment that it brings to Clyde.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Finance, Mr. Wiesner.
All right, well, good evening, everyone. Just to give you an update on our staffing, Alicia Stout has been with us for a couple months now, and she's been very well received by the department supervisors and is doing a great job for us. At the last council meeting, and I apologize, it's allergies. Mm. 'Tis the season, right? It was asked of me about the 2024 audit. I did have a phone meeting with them today. They're near completion. I have one more item tomorrow that I need to do a little bit of research on and submit to them, and then they should be wrapping it up as soon as possible. Let's just put it that way. We all know that. Also, I did receive the engagement letter for the 2025 audit today from Julian and Group. Also, it had been asked of me regarding the Evergreen Green Bridge situation with the utility bills. We've discussed this many times, and I'll be honest, it's getting progressively worse. So as of today, Evergreen's past due balance is $1,193,655.65, and I do have copies of this if you would like it after the meeting. And that's just electric from Evergreen. Since what we assume the takeover from Greenbridge, which has been under two billing cycles, we've received no payment from them. So they have currently have a past due balance of $414,735.66. Also, Greenbridge has a past due sewer bill, and that is billed separately. That's calculated by Mr. Biggs at the wastewater treatment plant of $43,997.70. So their total past due is $458,733.36. So for that facility of Greenbridge and Evergreen, the complete total past due is $1,652,389.01.
Frank, does that include the part we've already assessed?
Yes. So that would that sure. part of
we assessed around
1.5. Was it one and a quarter?
1.25 maybe.
It could be. Yes.
It's around 1.25, give or take.
But at 3:27 p.m. this afternoon, our utility clerk did receive a simple email from Evergreen. Would you please send the instructions to submit electronic payments? So, and then at 4 o'clock, our utility clerk did send what they needed to do that. So we'll see what happens with that.
That was from Evergreen or Green? Well,
this
Green
one was from Evergreen.
Subsidiary.
Yes.
Okay.
So things have not been changed over into Greenbridge. Nobody has been in to fill it out. We have had discussion with Mr. Courtney about how that's to take place. And as of right now, we haven't seen any movement on Greenbridge. I'm sorry. You talk about them both in one day. It flows together of taking that in consideration. They have indeed, though, paid their water bill. So from that, take it as you want. Is that accepting them the responsibility that they know they are there? I don't know. But I did want to report that as requested. And I do have copies here. I apologize. With the other meeting, I didn't get them to you.
Thank you. Any questions for Frank? Mrs. Meek?
No. Glad to see that audit's almost done. I'm sure you are, too.
Yes. Very much so. Very much so. Thank
you.
No,
thanks for all the updates. I appreciate that.
Certainly.
Hopefully we get someplace with this uncollected.
Yes. Yeah.
It gets hard.
Because some action
to
needs
point.
To be taken.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is money potentially unrecoupable.
Mm-hmm.
And to take a $1.6 million hit to a department that generally carries about $6 million, that's a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking 25% of what they have, you've seen it monthly. There's no recouping that outside of, well, especially with Evergreen being gone, but with Greenbridge, I hate to say it, but sort of putting them in the dark when they're at $500,000, almost $500,000 already. As far as due date, because one was just billed, but their last bill was due June 1st, technically. So this, that $450,000 is indeed past due.
Okay.
So.
Mr. Browning?
Do you have an update on the Whirlpool bill that was passed due, too? You brought that up during last
Yes, that is still being tossed back and forth between their accounts payable. We do remind them of it each time. I think that was around $36,000. They're still trying to figure out how to pay it. So that is still, though, on the radar. We do remind them of that often.
Mr. McMaster?
That is, how long do we continue providing services to a business that's not paying for them?
That's a very good question. Because of this being industrial, it is a little bit different than just, you know, going out and flicking off the switch. So that would have to be a discussion when Mr. LeBen returns.
And I've been privy to some of those. So there is part of what happened with Evergreen is they had owners that disagreed with one another about how to proceed, and that's why the plug was pulled. That was some of the private equity issue. I don't know the details beyond that. Because of the different factions involved, there is an attorney out of, I want to say, California that contacted me, who is kind of an independent third-party manager is what I think they would call him. Now, there's two ways to take that. There's one way is to say that his involvement means they're considering bankruptcy. The other way to take it is that that is our best chance at getting paid and caught up. So we want to play as nicely as we can. I will say that the shutoff has been talked about. They're accruing it at what rate currently per month?
Their bills are running right around $200,000.
Yeah. So we're...
Give or take.
Yes. And the other thing is this. I don't... It's not as simple as we're losing $200,000 a month. Some of this power is pre-purchased.
Correct. That is correct.
Some of the power we already own. Okay. So it's not as cut and dry, given the situation with it being industrial, as it would be if... Frank wasn't paying his bill to his house.
Correct.
That power.
Let's use Mr. McCauley just for an example. If he didn't,
fair.
Be yeah. Done.
Out in the cold.
There you go. There you go.
A little bit hot.
Yeah.
And so I'm not taking Maggie's call.
So I will say it's been discussed. That person reached out to me. I informed him that Justin was kind of our primary port of contact, but he could reach out to me. I forwarded all the information. His stance was, hey, we got to get you guys paid. And our stance obviously was, sounds good. This is the first movement I've heard since then, though. They're asking about the electronics. So,
right, and it is, I will tell you, the email, it came from what, for what good that is where I do email the bills to. So it is from their accounts payable department.
Is that email Evergreen or Greenbridge?
Evergreen.
Yeah, so there you have it. But, yeah, it's not quite as cut and dry as we're losing all that money. So it's concerning. We're dealing with it. But I don't think it's a situation where, like, 6 months from now we're going to say, boy, they owe us another $1.2 million. Our bad. I mean, we're on it very much. I would anticipate a shutoff being in the next month or two if we're not paid.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Shea?
I have nothing to add.
Okay. Yeah, I'm beyond being patient with it, but I guess I have to be.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to continue to ask questions about it until we can get some sort of resolution to it. Other than that, comments this evening? Mrs. Meek?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Mr. Shea?
I have none.
Just a couple quick ones, and then we can get out of here. Jared, number one, thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing, the reports that you give us, and how you're approaching your position. Okay. I really appreciate the time and effort you put into it. Give a shout-out to a whole group of ladies that spent a long day planting all the different planters downtown, and now we have groups set up to water them several times a week, so keep them going. I want to acknowledge the Parks and Rec Department and Cemetery. Over Memorial Day, everything was just magnificent. It looked great, you know, with a rough spring, raining every day, and they've worked hard. The ball diamonds look fantastic with the new machinery that he has, and getting utilized quite well. And I want to thank Joel Roberts, the superintendent of McPherson Cemetery, Alex Grinsline, and Dave Lozier. They helped me yesterday, and we planted a lot of plants in the Terry Drive, the alley behind Main Street. There's a bunch of empty curbed planters back there from when they were put in probably 30 years ago, but never had anything but weeds in them. So now there's plants, there's flowers, there's mulch, and that was a long day. And I'm glad I didn't have to do this one by myself, because I'd still be there doing that. But I really appreciate their help. So other than that, that's it for my comments this evening. Any motions? Mrs. Neat?
I have none.
Mr. Browning?
I have none.
Mr. McMaster?
None for me.
Mr.
No,
Shea?
No, sir.
And one for me. I entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
And second by Mr. Shea. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Okay. This meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all.
Jackie, they're under my desk.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I thought they were up.
You said you had a lot of them, and you did.
Yeah.
You did.